There's an old Eastern story that I heard many, many years ago that every once in a while returns to give me an interior chuckle. There was a spiritual teacher, and he was walking with three of his disciples, and it was near the dead of winter, and they were somewhere in the mountains, maybe Kazakhstan or something like that. We'll give them a location. And it was cold, and the three students were all worried about their teacher. They didn't want him to get sick, so they were saying, "Teacher, it's not right that you don't have a coat. You should have a beautiful coat." And the teacher, being a teacher of a certain order level, was trying to make the impression on them that it's good to have these things, but if you don't have these things, it's not that important to be in despair over, and that one has to learn to live with what life brings them. And they went on to say, "No, it's not right. You know, we appreciate your modesty and your humility, but really, teacher, you ought to have a coat, because if you don't, you may catch the death of cold, and then where would we be," and so forth and so on. And right while they were talking, in the midst of this, they were moving alongside a great river. And there, down the river, comes floating this large fur coat. And the students say to the teacher, "Look, it's a miracle. Allah has heard our prayers. How could this be? Teacher, this is so fortunate." And the teacher, thinking, "Well, I mean, what can I do?" So he dives in the water to retrieve the fur coat. And another minute or two goes by, and the teacher is being swept down the river with this fur coat. And the students can see that the teacher is obviously struggling with this coat. And they go, "Teacher, teacher, what are you doing? Let go. Let go of the coat. You're going to drown if you don't let go of the coat." And the teacher yells back, "I'd like to let go, but it's a bear and it won't let go of me."